With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Recent changes to Cayman's immigration laws are coming into effect on May 1st.
This extended date ensures that every element of the system, technology, processes, forms, and people are fully ready to deliver a smooth and seamless experience. All of our customers and stakeholders who depend on it.
Immigration Minister the Honorable Michael Miles says Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman is wrapping up the final system configuration and end-to-end testing, updating application forms, and setting up comprehensive training for all customer-facing teams. The revised fee schedule regulations for work permit applications are also in progress and will come into effect the same time as the new immigration legislation. Again, that's going to be May 1st. For more information, head to gov.ky. You may want to stick to the shore today. National Weather Service forecaster Gilbert Miller tells Radio Cayman there's going to be some rough seas with potential afternoon rain showers as well, prompting the National Weather Service to issue a small craft alert.
Small craft should exercise caution over open waters, especially along the north and east coast. Within the reef and sheltered areas, conditions are generally less severe, but operators should continue to exercise discretion as localized tropic conditions may still develop.
That alert is expected to continue into the evening. Make sure to keep it locked to Radio Cayman right after the news for the full weather forecast. It's a holdup in a bank parking lot. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says just before 4 p.m. on Friday, they were sent to a report of an armed robbery in the parking lot of a local bank on Elgin Avenue. Two men, one armed with a gun, stole the man's cash before taking off in a car. No shots were fired and no one was injured. A short time later, a vehicle matching the description of the suspect's car was spotted by police, with two people taking off on foot from inside. Police managed to snag one of them, who was taken into custody. Now, later that night, a man was also robbed in the parking lot of Harbor Walk off Shamrock Road. Just before 10 p.m., police responded to a report that a man had been robbed after leaving a local gym. The victim reported being approached by an unknown man who asked with help changing a car tire in a secluded area where the victim was jumped. The suspect snatched his gold chain from his neck. The victim took off after a second man he believed was his attacker's accomplice approached. The victim did have non-life-threatening injuries, although he did not require immediate medical assistance. No arrests have been made. Now, with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. President Trump has given further mixed messages on Iran, saying a deal on ending the war might be reached soon. He also suggested that the US could seize a key oil terminal, but later insisted negotiations were going well. The Lebanese army says one of its soldiers has been killed in an Israeli strike on a checkpoint. It's the first attack directed at a Lebanese army position since the start of a war. An Israeli soldier was also killed in southern Lebanon. Spain has announced that it's closing its airspace to US planes involved in attacks on Iran. The move goes beyond a previous step of denying America the use of their joint military bases in Spain for the war. The Israeli military says it's withdrawing an entire battalion from the occupied West Bank after soldiers detained and assaulted a CNN television crew. Members of the reserve unit took the team's cameraman in a chokehold and damaged his equipment. Russia has ordered a British diplomat to leave the country, saying he worked as a spy in Moscow. The foreign ministry said the man had engaged in subversive intelligence activities. The Kremlin has welcomed the arrival of a sanctioned Russian tanker in Cuban waters. The ship, carrying more than 700,000 barrels of oil, is expected to dock in the coming days. The authorities in Nigeria's Plateau State have imposed a 48-hour curfew following deadly violence in the state capital, Jos. More than 20 people were killed in an attack by gunmen at a bar and subsequent retaliation by members of the community. Plateau State has long been considered one of Nigeria's most volatile regions. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.